We go right back down the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Welcome in the head pro out of Jasper Park Lodge. He is Talon Sweeney. Talon, good morning. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're good. We're really good. How are things out of Jasper today? And I guess just overall, since the opening of operation in 2020, just kind of give us a synopsis of what life has been like out at the Jasper Park Lodge.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day today. It's partly cloudy. It's calling for a little bit of rain this afternoon, but when you're in the Rocky Mountains, the weather can change every 5 minutes, so you usually want to pack for all four conditions out here. In general, it's been an amazing start to the season. Obviously, most golfers would know it's increased. The whole pandemic has definitely increased the demand to play golf. And Jasper had one of its busiest Junes in the past 10 years. So it's been incredible to see all of the Albertans traveling out to Jasper to play golf, and it's truly been great. It's also been quite interesting to see how much wildlife we've seen this year, with a lot less tourism in the park. The wildlife is everywhere. You don't usually see moose in Jasper, and we've seen quite a bit of moose, bears on the golf course. So it's truly a great sight, and I think the wildlife is really appreciative that the park isn't as busy as it normally has been.
Now, Talon, I was out there a couple weeks ago, and obviously, the course is historic. It's legendary in Canada. Tell me a little bit about, first of all, for those people who haven't played it, can you just give us kind of a brief history of the course? Because I think it's fascinating, you know, right from Stanley Thompson designing it, one of the great designers of his era, up until you guys did those renos, and I loved the concept of the renos. Anyway, just take us a little bit through the history of JPL.
Yeah, absolutely. So the golf course was designed in 1925, July 17th, 1925. So our 95th anniversary is coming up in just about 11 days. Beautiful, obviously one of Stanley's his best work, obviously, with our Score Golf rankings. We're usually Stanley has about 6 courses in the top 100. It's a very enjoyable golf course. Obviously, the par 3s, par 4s, and par 5s are the par 3s are very challenging. The par 5s are very forgiving off the tee, and you really want to take advantage of those. And then those par 4s are, kind of dictates your round. If you can hold on the par threes, you can score on the fives, and what you can make up with on the par fives are really going to dictate your round. But beautiful golf course, iconic golf course, ability to see wildlife, and the early parts of the season, and it's truly stood the test of time. Hal Stanley managed to design this beautiful course over 95 years ago still blows my mind every time I go out and play it. And it's one of those golf courses that you appreciate every time you play, and you want to come back and you want to take in the views.
It's when I was reading up on it, 50 teams of horses and 200 men took a year to clear the debris and the rocks so that Thompson could really start to get his hands dirty and start shaping that course. And I know playing one of the Stanley Thompsons way out east out there by Cabot last year, they're really proud to say that it's one of the only Stanley Thompsons that's been untouched over the years. You guys renovated, but I found it fascinating in 94, the renovations or the restoration you did to the course were kind of a throwback to the original Stanley Thompson design. That's interesting that you guys did that.
Yeah, so basically in 94 we did a complete bunker restoration, spent $2 million on restoring all the original bunker work that Stanley did put in back in the opening era of the golf course. So one of the trade-offs that we had to do with that is obviously Parks gave us the ability to do that bunker restoration, but we also created a wildlife corridor throughout the golf course. So specific holes, the wildlife are able to roam freely. And that was just one of those great trade-offs. That gives you the ability to see some of that wildlife when you are playing. But, yeah, the restoration work done back in 94, and the blueprint that you see out there today is almost exactly the same blueprint you saw when the golf course opened.
Now, Talon, we're talking to Talon Sweeney. He's the head pro and director of golf at Jasper Park Lodge. And, when I was out there, the lodge itself, I think there were, you weren't even half full. But I know the week after we left and school closed, school was officially over, I know you guys were planning on being a whole lot busier. Have you seen a ton of Calgarians, or is that something that that's easy to monitor?
We have, you know, in the past, and I always kind of say Edmonton is typically Jasper backyard and Calgary is typically Banff's backyard, but we've seen tons of Calgarians this year. So it's truly been, it's been a treat to be able to host them and allow them to come, you know, play the facility and see the resort property. And, you know, everyone leaves happy.
Now tell me about the protocols. Like when we came in, when you actually enter the lodge, they take your temperature. And anyway, I'll let you tell people what the protocols are for COVID, because they're a little bit different than they were when I was up at Lake Louise or Banff.
Yeah, so basically from the golf standpoint and I guess standpoint, as you're making your way, you know, down the road, once you get through crossing the bridge to the Fairmont JPL, we have, you know, 24-hour security checks basically at the midway point. We then basically express check you in right from there. We get you your keys, so you don't actually physically have to go into the hotel at all unless you're wanted to take in some of those dining outlets. When it comes to the golf course, we now have relaxed it from a 15-minute arrival now to a 25-minute arrival. So you can arrive within that time frame. You have the ability to, within that 25 minutes, you're going to be checking in. You know, obviously, you give yourself a little bit of a warm-up, grab yourself, you know, a quick coffee, and, you know, always got to give you a little bit of time to purchase some merchandise in the shop. But plenty of signage and protocols on the golf course, and our staff have done an absolute amazing job, you know, accommodating all of our guests and just ensuring that it's a safe environment out there. And we've had nothing but good feedback.
Now you tell me, because I couldn't figure it out, but I think I know the answer. What's your signature hole?
Well, that's a good question. And my response would be there's 18 signature holes. But truly, I would say hole 14 or hole 9, depending on who you're asking. For me, it's going to be hole 14. It, you know, it has everything that, you know, some of Stanley's greatest work. You have you have a tee box that you have to hit over water. There's only three holes with water on the golf course, but you have the entire Lac Beauvert just to your left, and you have Pyramid Mountain just hanging out right there beside it. So depending on the day, you know, Pyramid Mountain can change 2 to 3 colors just based on the sunlight on a beautiful sunny day. It's a truly tremendous hole. It's dog leg left. You typically want to hit something about 240 to 260 to give yourself about 140, 130-yard approach shot to an elevated green with water kind of tucked around the left-hand side. And, yeah, it's truly a beautiful hole.
Love it. Yeah, you know what? I thought 14 was the one. 9 probably was a close second, as you alluded to. That's the par 3 going down the hill. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, and honestly, it depends on who you ask. You got Pyramid in both of the holes. I mean, hole 9, great elevated tee shot into basically, you know, you have one little bailout to the right, Hogan's Alley. So if you miss it off a little bit to the right, it'll funnel all the way down to the green. But if you miss it left, you can basically throw on another 2 strokes because it's a pretty tough up and down from there. So, you know, obviously Stanley designed 18 beautiful holes out here. But I would say 14 and 9, but I'm leaning more towards 14.
Someone awesome. On the text and line has chimed in, Talon. They say, can you please ask him how you play the 13th? That was 120 out in the middle and couldn't see the flag.
Yeah, so basically you want to make sure that, I mean, it is a blind shot. It's the longest hole on the golf course. It's also the only hole that you can see town from. So basically you want to hit out there as far as you can on the first shot. Same thing on the second shot. The longer hitter on a warm, sunny day can get there in 2, but for that average player, you want to get right up on that ridge, give yourself a nice little pitch down into the green. You know, some of our members, some locals, would actually tend to putt it down there, but you want to make sure you're getting up to the top of that mountain and take a little bit of a look and see where that flag is, because it is a blind shot, but always want to drive up to the top of that hill, just look down and take a good look where that flag is.
It's a great question because it is a tricky hole, especially when you haven't played it in a lot of years. I think the locals know which tree to aim for, depending on where they are or whatever. But, yeah, drive up to the top of that hill and look down.
There's a little birdhouse out there, typically, which is basically just left center of the green. The birdhouse is about 100 feet up in the air. That used to be the aim point. That iconic birdhouse has been there for about 70 years. So that's usually your aim target or your aim point, and you can see the flag from about 250 out. But if it's your first time playing, I would definitely just drive up to the top and make sure you take a look at where that flag position is.
Love it. Listen, we're talking to Talon Sweeney. Thank you, my friend, for joining us today, getting us up to speed on an iconic golf course that Calgarians need to check out. Now's the time to check out your backyard. It is in your backyard. It's in Alberta. You get a break on the price if you're an Alberta resident, of course, and that makes it all the more tempting to get out there and try a great course. Thanks for your time, Talon. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much, and you have yourself a great day, Eric.
Okay, cheers.